This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. State attorneys are asking a federal court judge to dismiss a fishing rights case brought by Metlakatla Indian community at the southeastern tip of the state. The state's sole native reserve argues Congress granted it the right to fish in its traditional waters, even outside the marine boundaries of the Nanette Islands Reserve. The tribe says the state thus doesn't have the right to require state fishing permits for tribal members in state waters. But in a 38-page filing, Department of Law attorneys argue that's not the case. They say the full text of the 1891 law establishing the Nanette Islands Reserve as permanent home for the native Tsimshian people and congressional debate around the time shows the lawmakers never intended to grant residents the right to fish outside the reserve's boundaries. They say that Metlakatla's history is unique. The U.S. government didn't forcibly relocate the tribe to the island south of the Ketchikan. Rather, in 1887, hundreds emigrated from the settlement in Canada, namely Metlakatla, British Columbia, near Prince Rupert. The state argues that history means the case differs from others in which courts have upheld off-reservation hunting and fishing rights, and thus Metlakatla fishermen should be subject to state regulations. Christopher Lundberg, a lawyer representing the tribe, says the state's got it all wrong.
It appears clearly to me that the state fundamentally misunderstands Metlakatla's history, congressional intent with respect to establishing the reservation, and the applicable guiding legal principles of federal Indian law.
The attorney for Metlakatla declined to elaborate further, saying the tribe would respond in court. The Department of Law issued a statement saying the office stands by its reasoning and looks forward to a final decision.
Thanks to Eric Stone from KRBD for that report. For KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.